Nothing stirs my heart like seeing a group of Christian young people do what they do, their talents and abilities, and use them for the Lord. Nothing stirs my heart like that. And I've been blessed tonight, as I have been just about every Pilot's Night that I can remember over these years. Now, the program was a little bit longer tonight than usual. That's okay. We didn't have one last year. So the hour is later than normal, so I'm not going to belabor with you with a long message tonight. I want to share something with you that jumped out of me reading the book of Deuteronomy just recently. And I'm not even going to get into the message. I'm just going to give you this thought. We'll wrap it up and go home. I do hope you'll take a minute to look through some of the entries that are in the foyer. There are some pen and ink and some watercolors and some artwork, some other artwork back there that literally jump off the canvas at you. You need to see those. There's some extreme talent here, and some of them will be on display out there. I hope you'll take a look at it as you get ready to go here in a moment. This is what I read in Deuteronomy. In chapter 4, verse 40, now you know the same Deuteronomy. Moses preparing the children of Israel to go in the land of Canaan, right? And this is what he says four times in chapter 440, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee. In chapter 529, that it may be well with them and with their children forever. Chapter 12:25, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee. And Deuteronomy 12:28, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever. You know what God's interested in? God's not only interested in you and I doing well and things going well for us. He's interested in things going well for our children after us, our kids after us. And over again, God told Moses, you tell them that. I'm interested in things going well for them, but I'm also interested in things going well for their kids after them. And in every one of those verses, God gives a couple of stipulations. He says, keep therefore his statutes and his commandments. In chapter 5:29, keep all my commandments. In 12:25, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. And in 12:28, observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever. Every one of these, God giving his desire for not only it to go well with the children of Israel, to go well with their children after them. Every one of those times, he connects it with his word. People, things do not go well for God's people and the children after God's people apart from his word. And at our school, you know, we try to give not just a Christian education. We try, you know, a Christian education minus a supreme emphasis on the word of God is just private education. That's all it is. And it's an alternative to a public school system that's simply indoctrination and humanism. Because that's what's happening right now in our public schools. It's indoctrination and humanism. But Bible-centered education is for the purpose of indoctrination in the truths and principles of God's Word. And that's our purpose. That's our goal as a school, is not just to have a Christian private school, it is to have a Bible-centered education. A Bible-centered education. And you read in chapter 5, verse number 1, Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Hear, learn, keep, do. Hear, learn, keep, do. Hear, is that not simple? Hear, learn, keep, do. So if you want it to go well for you, adult people going into the land of Canaan, hear, learn, do, keep, do. And if you want it to go well for your children after you, teach them to hear, learn, keep, and do. How simple. This is not rocket science. It's just not. It is centered on our relationship with God's words. Now, think about this. A Bible-centered education involves hearing. The first two words Moses gave them in chapter 5, verse 1 are hear and learn. Hear and learn. Learning the truth of God's word is what a Bible-centered education includes. How does one learn? Young people learn by hearing, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The young people who attend our academy are going to hear God's word. They're going to hear it in Bible class. They're going to hear it in chapel. They're going to hear it other times during the school day. Now, it's not a guarantee that every child will receive what they hear. But at our school, they're going to have the opportunity to hear the Word of God and learn the Word. We're not just going to bring them in and teach them the academics without all the humanism. That's just a glorified private school. We want them to be grounded in God's Word. In God's Word. So it involves hearing. Number two, a Bible-centered education involves doing. Because the next two words in chapter 5, verse 1 are keep and do. So it's not enough just to hear and learn. God's people must keep and do. This is why the expectation for every student is that they will keep and do what they have heard and learned. It wasn't enough for the children of Israel to hear and learn about the sacrifices and offerings that were expected of them. They had to keep and do those things in accordance with what they had heard and learned. Look, we can't guarantee that every young person who graduates from Faith Baptist Academy is going to be well situated spiritually. That's a choice that they have to make eventually. They have to make it. And some of them don't make the right choice. We have graduates, you know, that still that haven't made the right, they're in the room tonight, haven't made the right choice. We can't enforce that. But what we can do is give them the opportunity to hear and to learn and expect them to keep and to do. And we don't apologize for expecting our students to be 24/7, 52 young people. You know what that means? That means they're expected to be a full-time Christian 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. There is not an expected behavior for the school year and then an allowed behavior for the summer. That doesn't go, because look, a Bible-centered education is hear, learn, keep, do. Full time, all the time, every time, anytime, live for God. So God told these parents, going into the land of Canaan, into the promised land, He said, look, here it is. I've given you my statutes. I've given you my ordinances. I've given you my judgments. I've given you my commandments. So I can make your life miserable. Then it may be well with thee. And with thy children after thee. And parents, that's all we're trying to do. Those of you that have your kids in the school, we're trying to help you pass on to them the judgments and the ordinances and the commandments that God established in His book that He said, if you'll hear them and learn them and keep them and do them, it'll go well. Not only with you, but with your kids after you. That's the purpose of our school. And along the way, we're going to teach math. And along the way, we're going to teach science. And along the way, we're going to teach history and English and even Spanish. Can you imagine that? Even Spanish. We're going to teach all those things. But utmost, we want them to hear and learn and keep and do. Because God said if you'll do that, it will be well with you. Let's stand together. You've been sitting in patience. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. I want to thank Brother Bragg and all the help, like he did earlier tonight, in the secretary's office, the teachers, so many people, and volunteer people who've been coming in to work with the students to prepare for convention. Thank you. Thank you, young people, for presenting all these different events to us tonight. But can we think just for a moment about what God said to His people? I've given you my statutes, my commandments, my ordinances, my judgments, that you might hear and learn and keep and do. So it will be well with you. Young people, you sang tonight, we will stand our ground. I hope you will. And I hope it will be well with you. And God said it will, if you'll pay attention to His word. Father, bless this upcoming meeting, the schools that are coming in on Wednesday. Give them traveling mercies. I pray there will be a lot of fun and enjoyment in all the things that the young people do. But God, I pray that above all else, these young people will hear and learn and keep and do. And I pray that all of us parents, grandparents, will be a good example of hearing and learning and keeping and doing. So it will be well with all of us. Thank you for your promises in your book. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. I'm going to give just a moment tonight as Naomi starts to play. If there's anybody that would want to kneel for a second and just talk to the Lord, it's not necessarily a come forward invitation, but I don't want to give, I want to finish the service tonight without giving that opportunity for somebody. While we wait, hear, learn, keep, do. It's not rocket science. It's pretty elementary, really simple. But it's all centered around His Word, His judgments, His statutes, His ordinances, His commandments, and His promises. It'll be well with you. It'll be well with you. Sometimes folks are all concerned about things being well educationally, and that's okay. That's good. Things being well financially, vocationally, physically, health-wise. But how about well spiritually? How about things being well with God? Hear, learn, keep, do my commandments, judgment, statutes, that it may be well with thee and with thy children after thee.